Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has declared a public health emergency in the state in response to new cases of COVID-19. That's the disease caused by the coronavirus that's affecting much of the globe. The declaration allows state agencies to use, quote, all resources necessary to contain the outbreak. That includes plans for the state National Guard to meet 37 Wisconsin passengers of a cruise ship at an airport and escort them to the state residents' homes. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports 8 cases of COVID-19 have now been reported in Wisconsin, including 2 more yesterday in Dane County.
The governor's office says just this week, Wisconsin has had 7 new cases of COVID-19 and that cases are also increasing in neighboring Illinois and Minnesota. So Governor Evers says there needs to be expanded contact tracing, that's identifying and getting information about people who may have been in contact with those infected.
The risk to the majority of Wisconsinites remains low. That said, we can all do our parts to help prevent the spread of the illness to others.
The governor's executive order also allows the Department of Health Services to buy, store, or distribute appropriate medications, regardless of a resident's insurance or other health coverage. The order also okays the use of state funds to help local health departments with costs related to any isolation or quarantine. Of the 8 cases of COVID-19 reported in Wisconsin, 1 person has recovered. The state says 6 people are resting at home. 1 person is in a hospital. 1 of the cases is in Waukesha County. Evers says he's keeping in mind people who are homeless and others who need help getting food.
We have tens of thousands of folks in Wisconsin, including kids and older adults, who rely on schools and nonprofits in order to get their meals. Ensuring that those folks are taken care of is a top priority. I'm also deeply concerned about the homeless individuals and other vulnerable individuals in our communities. Our team will continue to work with our local partners.
One member of the Evers team, State Health Services Secretary Designee Andrea Palm, says her department is also issuing new recommendations on travel for the elderly living in long-term care facilities like nursing homes and on mass gatherings.
Our recommendations for events include canceling events with over 250 people. If your event has less than 250 people, we are currently finalizing guidance on how to think through a decision about whether or not to cancel your event. Additionally, we recommend against traveling to areas in the United States with sustained community transmission. If you do travel to places with sustained community transmission, we recommend you isolate in your home for 14 days.
Many Wisconsin schools have more than 250 people, but Palm says the schools provide essential services and there can be adjustments in gatherings. Governor Evers gave his Madison news conference an example.
I was just in a public school before I came here, and we had planned a full assembly with 400 kids. I met with groups of 30 kids instead.
The state says the Wisconsin National Guard will also spring into action. 37 Wisconsin residents who may have been exposed to the coronavirus on a Princess cruise ship will be flying to an unnamed airport where members of the Guard will meet them and give them rides home. Evers says some of the 37 have not been tested yet for COVID-19, but will be when they get back to Wisconsin. He defends involving the Guard.
The basic answer is we have an opportunity to have people drive the vehicles. I mean, people that obviously are trained and following directions. And so, no, they are not under house arrest.
More changes in state actions or recommendations may be coming. Governor Evers says he no longer shakes hands, gives hugs, or goes to large public events. He says he realizes that social interaction for many people has changed.
I know Wisconsinites, we love to hug, we like to kiss, we love to be friendly. You know, that's why they call us what they call us about Wisconsin Nice. Wisconsin Nice is going to have a different look to it in the future.
Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.